Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Connie Kreis here to talk about AFS Exchange Program and its, goodness, 40 years presence here in Sitka. Connie, thanks for coming in and joining me this morning.
Well, thank you, Erin, for having me.
Well, as a just a quick introduction, for folks who might not be familiar with AFS, a little background, what is this exchange program?
Well, you know, AFS is the oldest and largest American high school exchange program. It was started in 1947, so 2 years before I was born. And its mission is to work for a more just and peaceful world by providing international exchange opportunities. In Sitka, you know it's been around for 40 years. I've been here 38 years. It may have even been here earlier, but I don't have an early history on AFS in Sitka. But in the last 40 years, 103 students have come mostly to Sitka High School to study for the year and to live with host families. And at least 25, maybe 30 AFS Sitka teenagers have gone on AFS. So it's been a strong program here in Sitka. More than 80 families have hosted, and if you think about that, 80 families, 103 students, that tells you that many families hosted more than once.
Yeah, it was a positive experience. And these are kids coming in from truly all over the globe.
All over the world. I think the prize goes to Julie and Tim Doggett, who hosted 5 years in a row.
Wow.
So some families really thrive on hosting an exchange student, and Sitka High School loves these kids.
And you were saying before we went on air of it's 103 kids over 40 years, so this is more than one student coming in at a time. These are a handful of kids from multiple areas of the world all coming together here to spend a school year in Sitka. So with making AFS run, this is obviously, as you said, it's the largest and oldest high school exchange program for the United States. So we've got some infrastructure involved on the large scale when it comes to having the student selection and whatnot. But when it comes to actually making things happen in Sitka, there's still a lot of logistics involved in making this whole program exist.
And that's why I'm here. Every year we do something in the morning interview. Usually we have the kids come in and talk about what they think of Sitka and to talk about where they're from and something about their experiences here. Or we'll have AFS volunteers come in and talk about the need for finding host families for the coming year. Today is different. We're looking for AFS volunteer leaders to continue the program here in Sitka.
Okay.
Because it takes... it takes some volunteers who are not hosting to run the program, to make sure that the students who come and the families who sign up to host are supported through the year. And it just so happens that all of us involved at that level, sort of in the background, well, maybe not in the background, we're all retiring.
Right.
So there's been three of us who have been very, very involved for at least 10 years, Erica Knox, Chris Ann Rice, and myself, and we're all retiring. So normally this time of year, we'd be looking for host families. We're not looking for host families for next year. We're looking for volunteers to take over the program.
Right. Okay.
So this is different. Mm-hmm. AFS won't happen in Sitka next year. There will not be exchange students from AFS at the high school, unless we have some new volunteers step up and learn how to continue running this great program.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a daunting thing, but it's a perfect storm of as much as you love this program and want to see it continue, you're also a human being and you aren't able to do it forever. So to have it retire is a completely understandable, you know, it's a natural process in all of these different organizations. So I guess walk me through how this organism that is AFS looks like. So you said you have these kind of your main volunteer leaders is who you're looking for to step up. They're helping to organize what? You'll have volunteers that are hosting. What does it look like?
It's all a team. It's a team effort. We all work together. They're the hosting families. There are what we call AFS volunteer liaisons, and each liaison is assigned to one student and their hosting family, and it's their job to stay in touch with them all year, at least on a monthly basis, to do fun things with the kid, to make sure that any small problems stay small and get solved and don't develop into larger problems. Mm-hmm. And we never have a hard time finding these AFS volunteers. It's really fun to be a liaison. The Doggettes are one liaison family this year. Valerie Edwards is another liaison. And since we only have two students this year instead of our usual four, we have our liaisons. And I can always find liaisons. Many, many Sitkins have been liaisons and have enjoyed it. Sometimes we have too many. We have people who call and say, I really want to be a liaison last year. And I say, well, we already have four for the four kids. So, you know, maybe you can help in some other way. Mm-hmm. And there are other things that volunteers can do. For example, Toby Campbell, who is an AFS returnee from a long time ago, volunteers to put together a program at the library for the community every fall, where the AFS students come and talk about, well, they give presentations about their country and mm-hmm. their culture and their food. And that's kind of a fun volunteer role and really important to the overall organization in Sitka. Sometimes volunteers have organized a specific event like a potluck, picnic, barbecue, to welcome the new students in the fall or to say goodbye to them mm-hmm. in June. But the lead volunteers don't do everything, but they coordinate everything. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, they are the ones who are responsible for finding host families and helping those host families choose a student and orienting the family to hosting. And then once the students get here, doing a few of the required orientations for the students. For us, that usually involved going to Samson Cabin and hanging out for a weekend and covering the orientation materials and just having a blast.
Oh, that's an orientation that's, I think, more people can get behind. It's not, you're not stuck in a stuffy room somewhere going through a PowerPoint presentation. You're out at Samson going through them things.
Well, we try to do things that we enjoy doing ourselves.
Right.
Yes, and answering questions like, do I brush my teeth in the outhouse? It just kind of blows me away.
Right. Right.
What is the outhouse?
Yeah. You have kids coming from such varied backgrounds that, I mean, there's no bad questions. These are genuine curiosities.
Or we're having urban kids who have never really seen stars before because they've never been away from light of cities.
Oh,
so going
wow.
to Sam Sing is really quite an experience. Yeah.
So for someone who might be interested in being this more higher level organization of helping to coordinate finding host families, to doing these orientations for the incoming students and orienting the host families themselves, is there, I would say, any kind of qualifications? Should these have been people who have been a host before? Is that required? I guess
it's certainly not required, but it's probably easier if you've hosted before, or maybe you were in high school years ago and your family hosted. But no, you don't have to have hosting experience to become an AFS leader. It's a process of becoming a volunteer, doing an online application, an interview, a background check, references, you know, all of those simple, straightforward things. There's online orientations from AFS on how to do all the tasks. And then, of course, we're still here. We are, you know, a phone call away if we'll help orient. Julia Smith was involved with AFS back in the 1980s and 90s. And I still call her sometimes for AFS advice because she's quite wise about people and she knows a lot about AFS, so I still call her. So there's a lot of local support for someone who wants to step up and learn how to do this leadership role.
Right. Just because you're retiring doesn't mean you're not picking up and leaving Sitka.
No, I'm not. No, Sitka's my home. I'm not leaving Sitka. I just don't feel I can be the part of that top little group who is ultimately the one responsible for making sure things work out well.
Absolutely. So, and in order to keep this program going strong for another 40 years in Sitka, yeah, you got to have a new extra group of enthusiastic, interested people who want to see this awesome program continue. So, and you're going to have a more thorough information meeting coming up next week, talking about kind of all aspects of this AFS organization in Sitka. That's coming up Monday, April 14th at the Sitka High School Library.
I think it's going to be in the Sitka High School Library. It is going to be Monday, April 14th at 7 p.m. There'll be something on the community calendar and some PSAs in the paper. And people can always call me. My cell is 907-738-4753. If someone just wants to go to the website and express an interest in volunteering, that website is afsusa.org. Or you can get in touch with anyone who's ever hosted or gone on AFS, and they all know who to call and what the numbers would be.
Perfect.
AFS is well known in Sitka.
Yeah, I've had a number of interviews with the great groups of students who have come through. All have been so eloquent and so enthusiastic about being here from their myriad backgrounds coming in. It's a pretty, like you said, it's an amazing program. 40 strong years in Sitka, and yeah, looking to continue that strong tradition here in Sitka for AFS.
Yes, and it doesn't take that much time. I mean, I did this when I was working full-time, taking call and raising children. So, you know, busy people can still step up, and perhaps with a friend or two, a group of two or three really makes it much easier to be in charge of this program and make sure everything is smooth.
Awesome. Well, like you're saying, next Monday, April 14th, 7 p.m. at Sitka High School, if folks want to be able to ask you maybe more direct questions about the program and learn more about all of AFS and its whole working ecosystem, they'll have a chance to learn more then. Connie Kreis, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
And thank you for having me.